For many young people, bars and nightclubs are a regularly visited spot for a good time. Recently, researchers from Edith Cowan University conducted one of Australia's first quantitative investigations into young people's behaviour at nightclubs. This research delved into norms of sexual behaviour between men and women at nightlife venues and how accountability and values change in such settings. Joining us now on the line to discuss this is one of the researchers involved, Amy Rose Wrightson-Hester, PhD candidate at Edith Cowan University. How are you going, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, first question off the bat, what created interest into this area of research?
Well, for me, I've been going to nightlife settings for about 10 years, and I've experienced these types of behaviours, and I know a lot of my friends have as well.
Yeah, fair enough. That's very succinct. And why do you think it's important to investigate?
I think it's important because it can be upsetting to some people, and nightclubs should be a place where everyone can enjoy going and meeting their friends and meeting people without fear of a night being ruined because someone's touched you or done something that you didn't want them to do.
Absolutely. And what type of culture is commonly associated with bars and clubs?
Research says that nightclubs and bars are like highly sexualized places, so people go there to find sexual partners, but then they also go there just to hang out and chill. But places kind of take advantage of this sexualization, so you see like sexualized advertising, using scantily clad women or like ladies' nights and things like that to promote more kind of sexual behaviors that occur in these places.
Absolutely. And why do you think this type of culture is associated with bars and clubs?
I think like for a long time they've been somewhere where people could go and escape real life. So we, like at work, it's really rigid and these kind of behaviours can't occur. So when you go to a place where the rules of engagement kind of are a bit blurry and no one's really enforcing them, people kind of let their imagination run wild and engage in behaviours they probably usually wouldn't.
Absolutely. It's like a night to be someone completely different to yourself. Now,
yeah.
Can you explain what types of nightclub behaviours were investigated?
So we specifically looked at four behaviours. So we had kissing. So if someone buys you a drink and then they try to kiss you like unexpectedly. Dancing, where you might be on the night, like a dance floor, so with your friends, and then someone in the crowd like grabs your bum. Similarly, we had grabbing. So if you were to walk through a nightclub and someone was to grab you as you were just walking past. And then we had grinding, which like so persistent grinding. So if someone was dancing on you and grabbing on you, but then you tried to move away, but then the behaviour continued.
And can you tell us how the research was collected?
We used an anonymous online survey that I designed, and we got it out to people and got participants through Facebook and Twitter.
Right. I mean, once again, that's a very good way to do it. Probably the only way you could really do it. Now, what were the findings of the research?
So we found that both genders rated all four behaviours as unacceptable. However, more so when the person engaging in the behaviour was a man. And then we also found that all nightlife participants thought these behaviours occurred in nightlife settings, but again, more often it was a man engaging in these behaviours.
Right. And why do you think, why do you think it was generally men doing exhibiting these behaviours?
Our research didn't actually look at whether it was more men engaging in them, but the perception is that men are engaging in them more. And there's either a couple of reasons. Either men are engaging in them more, or people are more likely to notice if a man's engaging in them because they might perceive that that's a worse behaviour or more harmful.
Oh, fair enough. Well, why do you think sexually driven behaviours are more accepted in nightlife settings?
So as I said before, because they're kind of a place where people go to escape, like, normal life, it seems that young people aren't aware of what's okay and what's not okay. So then if they see these kind of behaviours occur, they just assume that that's what's acceptable in this setting, and then the behaviours continue.
And what type of impact do you think these behaviours have on our society?
I'm not sure about the whole of the society, but research suggests that people that do experience these behaviours are distressed or feel threatened. And then I've personally heard of people leaving nightclubs because this has happened, or they might not go back to certain nightclubs, or they might not go out as much at all because of these kind of behaviours. So, yeah, which is a shame, because everyone should be able to enjoy these places.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Amy.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you for having me.
That was Amy Rose Wrightson-Hester, a PhD candidate at Edith Cowan University, discussing young people, consent, and nightlife behaviours.